I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. President Obama arrived in St. Petersburg today to take part in the G20 summit. He was greeted by the host of the event, Russian President Vladimir Putin. The two men shook hands and smiled for the cameras. But beneath the smiles is a serious disagreement about Syria. The World's Matthew Bell is in the studio with me. And what are the chances, Matthew, that Obama can actually win Putin over and get the Russians to support military action in Syria?
Well, slim to none is the short answer to that question, Marco. And you don't have to look much farther than Putin's own recent statements to see why. Putin called Obama's assertion that the Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad, used chemical weapons to kill his own people absolutely absurd. Just yesterday, Putin was talking about John Kerry's appearance in Congress. He called Kerry a liar. Today at the United Nations, U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power accused Moscow of skirting its international responsibilities. And because of that, she said there's no viable path forward in the Security Council. So all in all, Marco, not a lot of common ground here between the United States and Russia on Syria.
Yeah, a lot of nasty rhetoric there between the two countries. The statistics in Syria are pretty shocking at this point. We've reported on more than 100,000 people dead, 7 million people displaced externally and internally in Syria, swaths of Syrian cities laid to waste. How do Russians actually see the situation there?
I talked with a Russian journalist today, and he was explaining it to me like this. Russia supports the Assad government not because it loves Assad, but because it sees Russian interests at stake in Syria. The Russians' only naval base in the Mediterranean Sea is on the Syrian coast. Russian companies do billions of dollars in business in Syria. To understand the Russian view, there are two good parallels here, Marco. One, when many Russians hear U.S. officials talk about using force in Syria, they just think Iraq 2003 all over again. They see the U.S. just wanting to throw its weight around the Middle East and impose its will to serve American interests. The second parallel is Chechnya. Russians tend to look at Syria. They see a government fighting terrorism, in particular the kind of Islamic extremist groups that Russians fought for years, starting in the 1990s, in and around Chechnya. So it does seem that the United States and Russia are on a collision course over Syria. It's just not clear how big that collision will be.
The World's Matthew Bell, thanks so much.
Thank you.